You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. And this is the
Hosting Hotline.
On the Hosting Hotline, we answer any questions, any challenges you're facing in your hosting biz.
Any of them.
Yeah, give us the really hard one.
You know y'all got questions you're not asking. I'm ready for the bold person to really call in. Maybe I'm not ready for that.
All you have to do, though, is go to hostinghotline.com. There'll be a button there where you'll record your voice. Record is a hard word. Record your voice. And if it's a question that we feel would help everyone in the hosting community, we will air it on the show. We will answer the question. If we don't have the answer to the question, we've been known to bring in experts. So please, please participate. But with that, today we have a question from Steph.
Hey there, Sarah and Annette. My name is Steph Weber. I am a host in Indianapolis. Thank you both so much for providing such valuable information for hosts across the nation. My question for you revolves around events like Taylor Swift coming to your city. So she's coming to Indianapolis for 3 nights, November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of 2024, and tickets go on sale very soon. Our place is a 4-bedroom, 2-bath. We are a 5-minute drive from where she will be and about a 35-minute walk. We are using Price Labs for dynamic pricing, and I don't feel like the pricing is accurate quite yet, as I am seeing pricing for anywhere from $500 per night to $1,400 per night for similar homes. So my questions are, do you open up your calendar this far in advance, or do you wait until that 12-month mark, which is our current setting? If you are opening up your calendar that far out, how do you determine pricing if you feel like dynamic pricing is not accurate yet? And we have a 2-night minimum, which we do switch to a 3-night minimum. If someone's booking more than 120 days out, it's a 3-night minimum. So do we do that, or do we have a 1-night minimum, as people will likely be going to the concert on different nights and not all 3 nights? So just curious to hear what you all recommend or how to handle those situations in the future. Really appreciate your guidance and support.
Should we go to this concert? Should we tell Steph?
I don't know, but
should we tell Steph to just save it for us and we'll be there? I know. Everyone's talking about Taylor Swift. She is powerful.
I mean, she is pouring money into the economy, and I'm here for it because it's helping tons of hosts all over the country. Steph, I like your thinking. You're thinking ahead. You're thinking ahead for sure. Let's talk about the first little, this is a little note, whether it's Taylor Swift, just a weekend in your town that you feel is going to be busier. I like what Steph was saying about, she just doesn't feel like Price Labs. A lot of times I don't tell people like to go with their feelings, but we do talk about dynamic pricing. It's an art and a science, and it's about you knowing your property and you knowing your city and you taking that data and creating what's the best scenario for yourself. So I heard it in your voice, Steph, that you're like, I don't think Price Labs really has it where it needs to be yet, because they probably haven't seen the spike in demand either. You know, people probably aren't booking their rooms yet. And as more data floods in to the system, they'll be able to update that to get where I think, Steph, you want to be. But again, having that awareness of if something feels off like that, and plus you've got a lot of time on your hands, but every listener out there, please, if something feels off with the pricing, test it. Take a look at it. See what's going on. I mean, obviously in this, we don't have, it's 3 days. Not a lot of testing can take place, but just be aware of that.
You do not want to be the first one sold out, Steph. So that's the advice I have for you. The only reason anyone out there, well, the only reason I can think of anyone out there might want to open up their books this early, like more than, honestly, I think a year in advance is a long time.
Sufficient,
it depends. Steph, the thing is with you, you are in Indianapolis. You are a lot like us. You are more metro stays. So unless you have repeat guests where guests really want to book a year in advance to like make sure they get their spot, their dates, which tends to be more a vacation rental strategy, I don't think you want to be open that far in advance because especially in our metro areas, events can pop up that didn't happen the year prior. So the only reason you might want to is if you are leveraging mostly direct booking and you want to get some cash flow into your business early on. So if you are direct booking, Steph, and I think you're talking about Airbnb because you said a few keywords, but if you have a strong direct book program, then you could request that, especially for this event, that it is 100% non-refundable for these dates and get some cash flow into your business ahead of time. Some people like to do that. You don't want to be the first one sold out. So I would, like Annette said, let some data flood Indianapolis, see what other homes are actually getting from the marketplace for those dates. You mentioned anywhere from 500 to 14. I would not be shocked if you got 14 at all. I wouldn't be shocked at all. And there's going to be plenty of people who, even after the tickets go on sale, end up getting tickets because tickets get sold off. You know what I mean? Like there's going to be fluctuation there. So I would hold tight, Steph, to your property, to your dates, and watch. Watch what other properties are doing. Watch the hotels are doing and be keen on that. And also look at your data from Price Labs. I also agree with you. So Taylor's going to be there three different nights. You set your pricing high for all three nights.
Yep. I agree.
So if someone wants to book it for two nights because they want to sleep in the next day after they see Taylor the first night, what have you, I think that's fine. But I don't think you need to have a two-night minimum. I don't think you need to have a three-night minimum for this particular weekend.
Right. And the one thing I would caution you about also is you said a couple of different things, like 120 days, it's normally this minimum and you only a year out. Just be really careful as you're starting to open your calendar that far out that you're not messing with other things that are normal, like non-negotiables for your business. Just when you're in there tinkering, make sure you're not going into other weeks or months or changing rules at all. You want to be very specific, check it so you're not messing up any, you know, potentially messing anything else up outside of your normal.
Yeah, and Steph, hopefully you know this too. In Price Labs, you can override Price Labs giving suggestions or any sort of, if you want to set a certain number or a certain base price for that weekend, like you could tell Price Labs, I don't want to take anything under $2,000 a night until this date. You know what I mean? So if you want to shoot for the moon, because maybe you are a direct book. So shoot for the moon now, make it really high. If someone nabs it at that and it would make you so happy, then do that. But you can tell Price Labs to essentially back off that you've got this one, right? Or you can have it play within a certain percentage or a certain dollar amount for those dates. So you can get really specific. And if you want help with that, truly everyone, if you use Price Labs and I know the other dynamic pricing softwares have the same, at least in a Wheelhouse does, same level of service. Get on a call with them. They will help you. Do not leave money on the table for this event, Steph. It's going to be huge for you.
Yeah, you got some extra parking spots you can sell off.
But also, Steph, we might come over. Okay, anything else in it?
No, just congrats. That's fun. These are the time. I mean, this is the time in your business too. These things don't happen often. So you really do want it to celebrate it when it does happen. Make sure that you're giving your guest a great experience. If you are, especially when you are hiking those prices, you know, give them something a little extra for that stay. Have a welcome gift that's exciting for them for the concert. But this is the type of stuff as a host, like realize that some of these times we have our team member Colleen, we talk about like sometimes people chase these events and this pricing, but sometimes we just got to relish in the fact that it came around that one time. So let's go, Steph.
With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Back to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.